From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A federal judge has given the Army Corps of Engineers until tomorrow morning to reduce the water level in the Missouri River. It's an effort to protect an endangered fish and two endangered birds. So far, the Corps has refused. If it keeps refusing, the Corps faces a fine of $500,000 a day for contempt of court. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen has this report on the latest skirmish over the river.
Men have been trying to improve the Missouri River ever since Lewis and Clark first explored it 200 years ago. Efforts to remove snags and dredge shallow areas eventually gave way to more ambitious plans. On the upper part of the river, dams and reservoirs were built, allowing engineers to control how much water flowed down the river. Today, there's not much that's scenic about the stretch of river that runs through downtown Kansas City. It's a wide, muddy channel, bordered by railroad tracks and warehouses. Some of those warehouses belong to Midwest Terminal, a company that unloads barges that make their way up the river. Midwest Terminal's president, Joe Lamoth, walks to the river's edge and points out the only river customer he's had in the last few weeks.
A barge that was unloaded a couple weeks back. It is an empty barge that's docked at the facility. Do not have any estimated time as to when it will be removed. Now, both of the tow lines that would serve this facility have both left the river. They're not operating on it right now with the anticipated flow reduction coming.
A federal judge ordered that flow reduction 2 weeks ago in response to a lawsuit brought by environmental groups. U.S. District Judge Gladys Kessler said under the Endangered Species Act, the Army Corps of Engineers had to act immediately to protect the habitat of a fish, the pallid sturgeon, and two birds, the least tern and the piping plover. So far, the Corps hasn't complied, leading Judge Kessler to impose the contempt of court citation. But Army Corps of Engineers spokesman Paul Johnston says it's not quite that simple.
Well, we have an inherent conflict.
A ruling by another federal judge in Nebraska last year ordered the Corps to maintain a level in the Missouri through the summer sufficient for barge traffic. And Johnston notes that order was affirmed in June by the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals.
We also have a ruling now from the D.C. District Court that says don't let the water out in order to protect three species listed for protection under the Endangered Species Act. So we have one court telling us to let water out and another court telling us not to let water out, but for two different reasons.
Judge Kessler says even if there is a conflict, it doesn't excuse the Corps from complying with her order. The Corps has asked the appeals court to amend its order, allowing it to reduce flows to the level required by Judge Kessler. But in the meantime, the agency says it has no choice but to keep the water level where it is. This battle over how much water should flow down the Missouri has been going on now for more than a decade. Environmentalists want the river returned to something approaching its natural ebb and flow, low in the summer and high in the spring. That pits them against barge operators and farmers who worry about potential flooding. Chad Smith of the environmental group American Rivers says the battle over the future of the Missouri is not just about saving these three endangered species.
It's clear that what the pallid sturgeon and the tern and the plover need are the same thing that walleye and catfish and bass and mallard ducks need. And the idea is that if you deal with these endangered species and try to fix some of the things that are wrong for their survival, you'll make sure that the rest of the Missouri River ecosystem and the other species that people probably know more are protected as well in the long term.
The Army Corps of Engineers is currently developing a $42 million plan it says will protect the endangered species, but do so without lowering the level of the river. Environmental groups reject it. They say studies show you can't preserve habitat without returning the flow of the river back to something close to its natural state, something close to what Lewis and Clark experienced two centuries ago. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.